540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. More fallout after the release of that video showing the police beating death of Tyre Nichols. CBS's Skylar Henry has the latest.
Five officers involved who were fired are facing multiple charges, including second-degree murder. Memphis police confirmed Monday that a sixth officer, Preston Hemphill, has been relieved of duty since the beginning of the investigation for his role in the incident. Several others who arrived on the scene are also under investigation.
He's there, handcuffs, moaning on the ground, and everybody's walking around nonchalantly like it's business as usual. So it should be accountability for everybody on the video.
That's Nichols' family attorney, Ben Crump. Meanwhile, three Memphis Fire Department officials have been fired, and they could face charges in connection with the death of Tyre Nichols. A Chicago prosecutor is dropping sex abuse charges against singer R. Kelly. Speaking to fellow sexual assault victims.
As a survivor, I know that the courage that it took for them to come forward, and I know that for those who were seeking to have their day in court here in Illinois, that today's announcement may be disappointing.
But Kim Fox says R. Kelly will be in prison for decades anyway on federal convictions. A trial is underway in New York for a woman accused of trying to kill a friend by giving her cheesecake laced with poison.
Victoria Nasora is accused of coming up with the intricate scheme.
This woman concocted a calculated plan.
Prosecutor Constantinos Liturgas, in his opening statement, told jurors the poison cheesecake was a key element.
To get her alone in a room, to try to kill her, and to take her identity.
Nasora's friend did eat the cheesecake, then passed out. She survived, but when she came to, realized her passport and other items were missing. Nasora is also suspected of drugging men that she met on a dating website, then stealing their money. Steve Futterman, CBS News.
Winter storm watches and warnings stretch from Texas to Pennsylvania. WCBS radio meteorologist Craig Allen.
Inland portions of Texas, as well as on up across the Mississippi Valley and on up towards the Great Lakes. This is an area where there is precipitation, where there is moisture, and it is falling in the form of snow, sleet, and freezing rain.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Israel, where he's been discussing several issues, including Iran's nuclear ambitions.
We agree that Iran must never be allowed to acquire a nuclear weapon.
Secretary Blinken also urged Israel and the Palestinians to do everything possible to calm recent tensions. Former British Prime Minister Boris Johnson discussing a phone call with Russian President Vladimir Putin before the invasion of Ukraine.
He threatened me at one point and said, you know, Boris, I don't want to hurt you, but with a missile, it would only take a minute or something like that, you know.
Boris Johnson made his comments during an interview with the BBC. This is CBS News.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
The Devil's Advocates.
But do you think the Biden administration's calling up Laura Ingraham and making the announcement to the world that we're invading Russia with amphibious troops? Come on, Trump. I mean, and I want to hear fine Trumpsters that want to defend that crap. You know, he's a little late for the early bird buffet. Maybe you people were just naive marks who believed he was a super genius.
Then I got some land I'd like to sell you outside of Fukushima.
Check out the entire podcast library at darnwi.com.
Over the years, you've really kept up with the times. You're on social media.
Like, dislike, block.
Maintained your health.
10,000 steps. I'm a beast.
You even programmed your own smart home.
In 10 minutes, remind me that I'm a genius.
In 10 minutes, I'll remind you that you're a genius.
If you can do all that, you can definitely save for retirement. Just go to aceyourretirement.org, a free online tool sponsored by AARP that can help you get on track with your retirement savings no matter your age. At aceyourretirement.org, you'll meet Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach, and in just 3 minutes, get personalized customized recommendations to help boost your retirement savings. They're easy to understand and work with your lifestyle. It's quick, easy, and free. Plus, it's brought to you by AARP, so you know they got your back.
You are a genius.
Take charge of your retirement. Go to aceyourretirement.org now. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey guys, it's me, Isabella Gomez, filling in for Smokey Bear because he's got more to say than just...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Like, if you're outside enjoying a barbecue, don't let a hamburger distract you from fire safety. Make sure you aren't dumping your hot coals or ashes onto the ground because that could start a wildfire. So take wildfire prevention seriously and let's save the world one day at a time. Juntos con Smokey Bear, podemos hacerlo. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
I know a lot about drinking beer. I know very little about brewing beer, but it is a science.
Is there ever any danger, Sam, of anything blowing up in my kitchen if I decide to homebrew?
I think the worst thing that can happen is probably, you know, some exploding bottles.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. This is our third hour, the 1 o'clock hour, the no sour, haha, funny power hour. Thank you, Greg Bach. And we are going to have some fun this hour. So I think last week was the week that they said that the M&M's spokes candies were going away.
Yeah, and they were going to be replaced by
Maya Rudolph.
Maya Rudolph. Yeah.
So one turns out, that wasn't true. And two, someone at the Washington Post wrote an unbelievable satire piece on how the M&Ms felt themselves when they were told that they were being fired. So we're going to have some fun with that at 1:30. And then at 1:20, we got 10 more things. I did my math wrong.
Oh.
We only got 2 days left in the year.
Gotta squish them in.
And we got 80 through 100 left of the 100 things to slightly improve your life without really trying. So we got 10 of those coming up in the next segment. But in this segment, is this liberation or betrayal? Now, you did some Marie Kondoing in your house this weekend, didn't you?
I did some purging, yes.
How'd that go?
It went okay.
Did you find things that sparked joy?
No.
None of it sparked joy, so you just got rid of most of it?
I went through books, and I didn't realize I had already done a pretty good purging job of my books.
Okay.
But I did get a box of books full for Connor.
That's good.
And I think part of the best way to do things like that is to do it one small chunk at a time. If you go like, I'm going to clean the entire office, you're never going to do that. If you say, I'm going to go through my books and at least collect one whole box of books, that's doable.
Bite size.
Yeah, bite size. You got to do it little by little.
I'm not good at that. I am good at seeing the big picture and the final, what I think the final version will be.
Should be.
And all of the things that need to happen for that to happen. And then I get very mad at myself when I don't get enough of those, all of those projects done in one day. And then everything just gets left on the floor.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't finish it. And now I'm on to the next thing.
Okay.
So a little insight on what it's like to be married to me. But I bring that up because Marie Kondo herself, who has made her entire career off of telling people to tidy up and declutter and get rid of things that do not spark joy, has admitted that she is, quote, kind of given up, end quote, when it comes to tidying up now that she is a mom of three.
Well, I can see where that would make an enormous amount of difference.
And so, you know, the life-changing magic of children. And I see this as liberating as far as someone who, you know, maybe when it was a lot easier to keep things clean and tidy up and have the time to do the projects of decluttering and getting rid of stuff. But then, you know, life happens and kids happen and the accumulation of toys happen. But I guess people kind of freaked out. And so this was she was talking to someone at the Washington Post, but she was talking to the Washington Post. But she says, now I realize what is important to me is enjoying spending time with my children at home. The Japanese cleaning consultant recently told listeners, according to the Washington Post. And I just think that's very realistic. And she kind of claimed that it was always, the entire method was always about living a joyful life and less, and that you could find more joy with less stuff. Did you ever read the book?
No.
I own the book. I did not read the book either.
You own it, but you did not read it.
I own a lot of books that I have not read. It's embarrassing.
Okay, well, I just gave a box away, so give me some of your books that you're not reading.
All right. I'll pick some out I'll pick out some of the ones I have read. But that has been on, I think I was given that book by multiple people because I am not the tidiest. Although I'm pretty good at getting rid of stuff. Having moved 12 times since 2016 to 2020, I moved like 10 times, like 10 apartments.
You must have become pretty mobile.
And so by the time I moved back to Wisconsin from LA, and especially because I had spent, so my timeline was, started 2020 in LA in an apartment, fully moved in, and we had already moved twice in LA from apartment to apartment. So we'd already gotten rid of some stuff and was pretty mobile. And then I was at my parents' house from March until September with a suitcase of stuff. And so I think I realized how much I could live without, like how much stuff was sitting at my apartment in LA that I didn't need and didn't even forget that I had or whatever. And then once you get there, it's kind of, oh, it's nostalgia. But a lot of the random stuff, I was like, I don't need this, especially because I didn't know where I was going to be living in Milwaukee.
Sure.
And moving cross country and all these things. And so I ended up moving from LA to Milwaukee with 12 boxes.
Wow, that's amazing.
So I got rid of a lot of stuff.
Yeah, that's pretty light.
And then I never really reaccumulated without being in my now marriage, because pretty quickly I moved into a furnished apartment at first. Then I moved in with Mike and now we live together. So most of our stuff, most of our clutter, totally his. And I feel totally confident in saying that on air.
So he needs to purge some things.
He needs to purge stuff. I can re-gift that book to him as far as don't give up. We don't have kids yet. So work
on
the garage.
Do it now.
But I don't know. How do you feel? Do you feel like this is a betrayal as far as the woman who made an entire career out of helping people tidying up now kind of flippantly saying, yeah, I don't really do that anymore?
No, I don't think it's a betrayal, but I think she will find, with three children now, the need for purging is going to be even greater because you're just going to collect more stuff.
Yeah. I remember one of my girlfriends I have lots of friends who have kids, but in this specific friend group, we were all together for a wedding, and our friends in San Francisco had just bought this new big house. It was beautiful, and they were pregnant with their first kid, and the friend who was pregnant kind of had these like aspirational goals as far as what kind of toys were going to be allowed in the first level that like went with the vibe of the house.
Excuse me?
Like classic wood toys and stuff like that. And our friends who had older children were like, just laughed at her. Like, oh yeah, good luck with that. Good luck with not having plastic, like crappy, breakable stuff everywhere. And you're going to step on everything. And it's like, good luck if you think you're going to be able to control just because you're the parent. No, you're not.
I have many, many, many other questions about this particular person because I think they're setting themselves up for lots of failures down the road.
Well, the kids won, but I haven't been back to the house since that that weekend to see what the house looks like now as far as how many offensively obnoxious toys are littered throughout the living room.
Just to make sure that I'm following this correctly, she wanted toys that were aesthetically pleasing for that area of the house, not about her child's enjoyment.
Yeah. I mean, Yes, which is kind of funny because she's not typically that kind of person. And I think it was just because of the newness of the house. So they had just spent all of this money on, like, furnishing it. And
sure.
It is beautiful.
Perfect. I'm sure it's perfect.
It's so beautiful. And then I think the idea of having some control over the fact of what it can, trying to keep it looking like that, despite children being entered into the equation. And I think that has probably, that idea has probably burst, but if it hasn't burst yet, probably by the time he's two, it will have.
You may as well invite a kangaroo in your house. I mean, it's the same thing as a toddler. They're not going to listen. You know what I mean?
I think a kangaroo is stronger.
Probably.
Like, I'd rather get in a fight with a toddler than a kangaroo.
And a kangaroo could probably take you. You're right.
A kangaroo would knock me out.
But here's my question. Do people still do hand-me-downs?
Yeah.
Because I was the last of six, and I rarely got anything that was new.
We have, and I'm sure if we have a girl, this will also happen, but in our family, this Mike's family, so my sister-in-law has a good friend who has a daughter who's like a year or two older than my niece.
Okay.
And then the niece has two second cousins, like their cousins, who have two more girls. And so the line of stuff that has gone between Amanda's kid to Maddie to the two girls.
Oh,
and
funny.
Then if we have a girl, inevitably.
You're going to get it.
We will get it.
Oh, and that's
so
good.
So yeah, but this is mostly clothes.
But that's good.
Toys, I feel like, the toys that get used are kind of hard to be like, here's this
sure.
Barbie with its hair chopped off and this deflated ball or
well, yeah.
The Lego thing that is missing pieces or
right.
Whatever. Like toys, I think, are harder
to re-gift.
To re-gift and have the kind of newness of my toy.
Yeah. Yeah, that I can see.
But clothes, I mean, they're going to get dirty and outgrow them so quickly anyways.
Bicycles, roller skates.
Yes.
Skateboards.
Play it against sports, man.
You know?
It's great. But yeah, so anyways, I just thought that was interesting as far as this cult-like following that she had and for her to kind of just casually say, I want to hang out with my kids, which I applaud. I mean, this is certainly the kind of parenting I'm going to be as far as, like, I'd rather live in the moment with my children than
worry about clutter.
So much about the clutter. And I also think that, I mean, and they talk about this a little bit as far as the necessity almost of it, of like Japanese culture and different societies and places where the apartments themselves are so small.
Absolutely.
So you actually have to.
Absolutely.
Versus so much of the, if you own a home that has a basement and a garage and storage and you can just like put stuff away and forget about it and never actually have to be like faced with how much stuff you have until you finally downsize and move. And then you're like, how did I get all this stuff?
Yeah. I mean, it's remarkable. My first house was under 1,000 square feet. And compared to some places where we've stayed in Europe, that's a mansion.
Oh, yeah.
We really have an immense amount of space.
Yes, absolutely. All right. Well, when we come back, not five, but 10 more things you can do to improve your life slightly without really trying. Stick around. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Warning, listening to the devil's advocates may expose you to opposing views.
It's scary. Maybe I am coming a little bit more over the left, but...
Well, it's not left. It's good governance, Steve.
It's good to be exposed to different ideas, and I do appreciate that you do put that out there on the airways, because a lot of times where you just get a little soundbite of this or a little bit of that, and that's the end of it. You're to be commended for that.
Dave, I'm glad you finally come around to commending the greatest radio show ever, man.
Follow the devil's advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Gina Beauclair.
Well, welcome back,
Matt. I really miss him. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Most reminded of Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. A wind chill advisory continues until 10 a.m. this morning. Lows dip down to about 10 below overnight under partly cloudy skies. Winds out of the northwest, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Daytime highs approaching 10 above tomorrow. Mainly sunny skies and calm. Clear skies tomorrow night. Lows level off around 1 above. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently 2 below.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Muskego to Pewaukee, always streaming at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. We got Jane Madnair on the board in our no sour, haha, funny power hour. We are in the lighter section of the show, and we are rounding out the 100 things to slightly improve your life without very much effort that was published at the beginning of the month by The Guardian. And we've been doing about 5 to 10 per day. I thought my math was going to be correct, but we have 20 left, so we're doing 10 today, 10 tomorrow.
We'll get them all in.
We'll get them all in. Even if we have to bleed this over in the next segment, we'll get them all in. And let us know. I would love to hear from you on if you liked this kind of lighthearted segment, 844-967-2789, or you can shoot us an email at asgoeswisconsin@civicmedia.us. If we should keep doing kind of always have a self-improvement, feel-good segment of just some subtle advice you can take or leave.
Little implementations you can do.
Yeah, because I certainly have a lot of them bookmarked. It's just a matter of, is this helpful?
Is this worth it?
I don't know. All right, well, let's jump right into it because I know Jane's going to be all over number 81.
Oh, I'm excited.
Learn a TikTok dance, but don't post it on TikTok.
Why?
I don't know. I mean, it is good. Learning choreography is good for your brain.
I like to dance.
And like I would say, in the same way, any like new sport that takes a certain amount of coordination and the you know, versus just running where it's just the same monotonous movement.
Right.
Like having to do something that causes you to also think while you're moving is supposed to be very good for your brain.
Can't I just make up my own dance routine and do it in my living room? Do I have to take it from TikTok?
No, I don't think you do.
Good. Then I'll do that.
Okay. All right.
Just basically go dance around your living room.
Well, I think there's something in the choreography versus just the moves that come to you. It's not interpretive dance. It is a...
No, mine's an interpretive dance.
have you heard the new Miley Cyrus song?
Called?
I Can Buy Myself Flowers.
Oh, it's her diss to Liam?
Yeah. It's a great song, and it's also like a play on, because I guess he had come out and said the Bruno Mars song, there was a Bruno Mars song that the whole song is about, I should have bought you more flowers, I should have stayed up on the phone talking to you, and like everything's kind of a recall
okay.
to the lines of that song, but it's not at Bruno Mars, it's at Liam Hemsworth. But there, I saw a video this weekend, Diane Keaton in her like... the most Diane Keaton outfit you could imagine of her, like approaching 80 with like a 10 gallon hat on,
of course,
and high waisted pants. And she's just in her garden dancing to that song like nobody's watching. It's exactly what I want to be when I'm her age. Like she is perfection. Anyways, Moving on. 82. Cook something you've never attempted before.
I've done that.
What's the most recent thing that you've never...
The biggest thing I did was I made Julia Child's beef bourguignon.
How'd it turn out?
It was not terrible.
We ate it.
It was edible.
All right.
It's a lot of work and it's a really long, it takes like 6 hours.
Trying to think, I haven't cooked a lot in a while, but the hardest thing, I cooked coq au vin once. This was a long time ago and I didn't do it alone, but that was hard. There was a lot of steps.
Yeah. The other thing I have started doing, which sounds so stupid, but I've actually started tasting things when I cook, which is not something I have done a lot of in the past. And I've started tasting seasonings on their own. So I understand what cumin tastes like.
Cumin's good. Big fan of cumin.
Are you? Mm-hmm. You're very pro-cumin?
Pro-cumin.
Okay, good to know.
All right, we gotta keep moving.
All right.
83, join a local litter picking up group.
Love it.
Love that one. Yep. 84, hand wash that thing you never cleaned.
Hand wash the thing you never cleaned.
They're probably talking about a bra. Your really comfy bra that you haven't cleaned in a while. I don't know.
Put it in the gentle cycle, it'll be fine.
85, don't get a pet, do get a pet. That's very conflicting.
This is the same guy who wrote Look Closely.
Yes, that's true.
It's Nigel.
They got to the end. They're like, all right, we just got to get to the end of the list.
Nigel's back.
The list. 86. Nap.
Pro nap. Absolutely.
Definitely. Took a good nap this weekend.
Good.
87. Learn how to breathe deeply. In through the nose, out through the mouth, making the exhale longer than the inhale.
Don't give me breathing rules. I'm just going to breathe, okay?
I will say, on my little Apple Watch, a couple times a day, it reminds me to do like the meditation thing, which is you can feel the vibrations on your wrist of breathing in and then breathing out. And you do it for a minute of like very intentionally breathing. And then it tells you like your heartbeat goes down, like because it's measuring everything. And I will say it does make me feel better.
Oh, that's good.
All right. 88, buy a bike and use it. Learn how to fix it, too.
Fixing would be useful.
Do you have a broken bike sitting in your garage?
I don't. I do have a bike.
Okay.
I love my bike.
Oh, good.
But I don't ride it nearly as much as I should. I saw someone on a bike today.
Ooh.
Today.
And they weren't stuck?
They weren't stuck. Moving pretty fast, too. It's like 7 degrees. Wisconsinites, we're tough.
Tough cookies.
Woof.
All right. 89. Politely decline invitations if you don't want to go.
Definitely.
I've gotten better at that as far as, especially with sometimes the weddings that are, it's like, are we really good friends with these people? Are we going to be friends with these people? Like, I'm flattered that they invited us. But do you think they invited us out of obligation because we're kind of all in the same friend group? And like, do we really want to spend money to go to this thing? Do we really want to make them spend money on us for the, I don't think we should go.
Life's too short.
We've gotten to that age at this point. All right. And 90, if you do go, have an exit strategy. Can we recommend a French exit where you slip out unseen? I thought that was an Irish goodbye. Can the British not give the Irish anything?
No.
I think we found our title for this hour's podcast. All right. When we come back, Eminem drama. It's never ending. This is As Goes Wisconsin. I admit it's getting better.
The Shaw 101 FM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. Another Memphis police officer has been disciplined in the Tyre Nichols case. Here's CBS's Jim Crisula.
A Memphis police officer identified as Preston Hemphill has been suspended for his involvement in the fatal beating of Tyre Nichols. He's been relieved of duty with pay pending an administrative hearing.
Five officers have already been fired and charged with murder. Three fire department employees also fired. Dicey weather from Texas to Pennsylvania. Here's WCBS radio meteorologist Craig Allen.
Actual ice storm warning for some major cities like Little Rock to Pine Bluff. Jonesboro is included in this. Memphis, Tennessee as well, or cross over towards Jackson and Lexington.
President Biden is ending COVID-19 emergency declarations on May 11th.
What this means, though, is that things like vaccines and treatments will no longer be covered by the federal government and then will be covered by insurance, and prices of those are expected to go up significantly.
CBS News medical contributor Dr. David Agus. This is CBS News.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which right. was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2. Catch Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow at its brand new time, 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays.
The city of Shanghai started administering an inhalable COVID-19 vaccine. I hear a lot of you saying the same thing I had in my head. I don't know about that.
As long as they're not just crop dusting everyone.
Crop dusting, that's exactly what I think people would be fearful of. I would not trust the Chinese government. I would trust people who really know about inhaling something and the good that it does you. Of course, I'm talking about Dom and Kroot.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. He sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself.
For many military veteran caregivers, their caregiving journey starts earlier in life and lasts longer. Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
27% of the American workforce, and some even say 30%, were in unions who had representation and who clearly did not have to worry about whether or not they were going to get their fair share. But I'm definitely going to fight for people who get the short end of the stick in this society only because they don't have representation. That's who I am.
Check out the Earl Ingram Show every day from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. only on WAUK 540 a.m. 101 FM, The Shaw.
I'm 54, so it's too late to start saving for retirement, right?
Not right. Starting to save, even in your 50s, can really make a difference. At aceyourretirement.org, in just 3 minutes, you'll get a free personalized retirement plan. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Nadner on the board. No matter where you're listening across the Civic Media Network or on the Civic Media app, thank you for tuning in. If you miss any part of today's show, you can always listen to it as a podcast where you can find it at asgoeswisconsin.com/listen or Apple or Spotify or Stitcher or Google Podcasts. I think there's 20. I saw an ad this weekend because, of course, the algorithm knows everything.
Yes.
And as I'm looking for, you know, I'm constantly kind of on the lookout for different ways to make my life easier as far as content creation, content promotion, getting more people to listen to the show, which is a good reminder. If you like this show, please share it with your friends. But I saw an app that said, you know, launch your podcast, make it easier. And I started looking at it. Not that, you know, Civic Media does what I've just said. I was like, maybe that's something we can use. 22 different platforms you can post your podcast to.
Wow.
So that one of the things they were promoting was like basically through their platform, they will push it to all of the different platforms that podcasts can even get put to, I guess. And I was like, there's 22. I can name four. I don't even know where else one would find podcasts. But yeah, it was 22 different platforms.
And how do, I mean, are people doing Google searches to find these places? How do you even know these places exist?
I don't know. I'm so confused. Now I feel like I need to go find more information about all these different places. Because I feel like the benefit of doing it, being on so many different platforms, is you're constantly meeting people where they are, right? So it's like, it's even the news, right? As far as we're talking about stuff that I do at Journal Sentinel or whatever, are people going to the website or are they relying on what comes into their feed on Twitter or comes into their feed on an RSS feed or Instagram? Or like, they're receiving information versus seeking it out. Flipboard, you know, all these different things where you can curate the information that you want. So the same thing with like Spotify. If you listen to all your podcasts on Spotify, it's where you find new podcasts and things get recommended to you. And so if you have your thing that you do on Google or whatever, I don't know. I know it'd be interesting to see what the different user count is across these different platforms. Because that seems like a lot.
It does.
Seems like a lot. Anyways, all right. Well, turns out we fell for it. We're suckers. We're gullible. That's fine.
We're not the only ones.
We're not the only ones. And it is, I don't feel like like corporations typically have this good of sense of humor. Like, I wonder how many loops and like discussions had to happen in the boardrooms, because I feel like the amount of red tape and approval that has to go into anything a company as big as Mars, on a brand as famous
and iconic
as M&M's, to say, for the guts to say, yeah, let's do it. Bravo. Hats off.
Got him a lot of attention.
Because they were, turns out, M&M's was trolling us, and they succeeded. So it seems like everyone who suspected that M&M's suspension of its candy mascots was just a PR stunt was spot on. Jane and I not being one of those people. I very much thought that they had had enough of Tucker Carlson talking about them and their female candy bags and their... Do you have it?
I just happen to have that sound clip right here.
Finally tonight, we don't usually give story tips to NPR, but here's a story they might want to cover pretty soon and doubtless will. M&M's, the candy company, has just announced that it's redesigning its cartoon characters to be more gender inclusive. Bet you didn't think M&M's were pushing intolerance, but they were. They've been changed. You're seeing the changes right now on your screen. The green M&M, you will notice, is no longer wearing sexy boots. Now she's wearing sensible sneakers. Why the change? Well, according to M&M's, quote, "We all win when we see more women in leading roles. Because leading women do not wear sexy boots. Leading women wear frumpy shoes. The frumpier, the better. That's the rule."
It's not actually what they said.
The other big change is that the brown M&M has, quote, "transitioned from high stilettos to lower block heels." Mm. So less sexy. That's progress. M&M's will not be satisfied until every last cartoon character is deeply unappealing and totally androgynous. Until the moment you wouldn't want to have a drink with any one of them. That's the goal. When you're totally turned off, we've achieved equity. They've won.
Can I just point out one small thing that I love about this so very much? Tucker Carlson is upset because he's no longer hot for cartoon candies.
Can't get a drink until you don't want to have a drink with them.
Right. Until they're just
Tucker down. Tucker Carlson is married, so I don't know what kind of philandering he wants to do with the M&Ms. But
that is so priceless. I want that plate at my funeral.
So that was obviously part of the reason why they decided to pull this stunt. But the brand told New York Times that its characters will be its long-term spokes candies and suggested they'll reappear in an upcoming Super Bowl commercial.
Oh,
so
good.
We have that to look forward to. I hope they make fun of Tucker Carlson.
Oh, gosh,
I doubt they will.
So.
But last week, we did a whole segment on this, because last week they said it was sending their mascots into retirement over right-wing backlash and over the outfit changes.
Because they're not hot for inanimate objects.
But also, I mean, because that was almost a year ago, but the even more recent, and did Tucker Carlson cover this? I know that there was some Australian guy who was very upset over the M&M bag of candy that was all the, like, so it would have been brown,
female?
Green.
Oh.
And purple? Who's the third? I don't know who the other, there's another
yellow.
Female.
It's yellow.
No, yellow. The two original were red and yellow, which are both boys.
Okay.
Because they all have, you know.
Assignments.
Sexual organs. Okay. That we should,
yes.
We should know that they are.
As animated candies all do.
But I just have to spend some time doing a dramatic reading. I did not write this. We have to say this right away. I'm going to perform this, but I did not write this. This is from Alexander Petrie.
Who is brilliant.
She is a columnist who offers a lighter take on the news and opinions of the day for the Washington Post. She looks like my age. She is hilarious. And, you know, I'm a big fan of anyone who has that as the kind of their mantra. Like, let's just take a lighter, you know, there's time for serious.
Yep.
But there's also time for playfulness.
A little and levity.
She wrote this last week, and Jane sent it to me. And it's just great. So this is the first time reading it out loud. So let's see how this goes.
All right.
They were pounding at the doors of the M&M compound. An orange M&M was quivering. This is all your fault, he hissed to Green. If you just stay sexy for Tucker Carlson, none of this would be happening. Don't blame Tucker, Red said. Green didn't like how Red seemed to be on the first name basis with the Fox News host. On her more suspicious days, she wondered how deep their acquaintance really ran.
Ooh.
What was more likely, really, that Red was feeding this third party his own complaints? Or that Tucker Carlson, a human adult male who never interacts with M&Ms except occasionally to eat them if there was no superior candy alternatives available, would have detailed rant-length thoughts about how she and Brown were no longer sexy enough for his tastes and he didn't want to have a drink with them anymore. She guessed it could be the second thing, but that would be a very sad referendum on the state of the human media in general, and Tucker Carlson in particular.
Wouldn't it, though?
It was corporate that did this to us, Red finished, not Tucker. Green could not deny that this had been corporate's idea. She had awakened in January of 2022 to find herself altered. Her shoes, formerly go-go boots, which she had read online drove some human beings wild with desire, had suddenly become sensible sneakers.
No.
It had been alarming to just find yourself different without knowing it was coming. But corporate liked to do these things to amuse itself. That's true, she said. It was corporate. You used to have a better sense of humor, Red said. I like how Red's a jerk.
We can name him so many things.
Yes. You used to have a better sense of humor, Red said, before they changed you.
Ooh.
Red claimed that his essential character had been unaltered by corporate. The 2022 announcement had said he would share the limelight, but had not revealed unexpected new traits such as Orange's anxiety. Red returned to the matter at hand. When they break down the door, we're going to have to run, unless you have better ideas. We can ask our fans for help, Yellow suggested. He pointed at the ceiling where a fan spun lazily.
Nice.
Corporate had also said Yellow was now no longer a buffoon, that he possessed wisdom of his own and saw the world as it should be. Green did not see much of this change in practice. Brown sighed. He was lying on her back reading the meditations of Marcus Aurelius, to which she had initially been attracted by the large M on the cover. You still think you're in control, she said. We've never been in control of any of this. I do not need to hear that right now, Orange said. He was sweating profusely, something Green had not realized was possible, holding an area of his lenticular body that approximated his chest. So they're coming for spokes candies now. Our special dispensation is at the end, Brown shrugged. We're being put out to pasture with the rest of them. We had a good run. Why spoil it at the end? It would be unthinkable for corporate to abandon us now, Blue said. After all the lives we've ended, all the M&Ms we've eaten, you hear them outside. The others all hate us. Green did not know what Blue's deal was. She had not been paying attention when he was introduced, unlike Purple, who had arrived with lots of corporate fanfare. Mm. And now it was too late to ask. That is true. There was not a lot of fanfare when Blue came out.
Inter-candy jealousies. You got to be careful.
And even when it's not our fault, Brown said, we didn't choose to eat. They gave us a taste for it. Corporate. Not a single choice we've ever made has been an act of free will. They didn't give me a taste for it, Red said. It was a crime. If I'm an abomination, it was in my own terms. And I sin upon myself, Brown sighed. It's ridiculous. Maybe you're the one who called Tucker, Red shouted. If that's how you really feel, if you really think that's what our lives are for, maybe you were trying to get us all canceled. Is that what happened, Green asked? Canceled? But Red and Brown ignored her. It's all artificial, Brown said. The changes, the indignation, all of it. We're not people. We're not real. We just exist to sell others of our kind. We only exist for Mars, and they could not care less about us. Maybe they hate us, Brown said.
Ooh.
They hate us so much that all their energies are devoted to packaging the rest of us so we can be eaten. They just keep the six of us around to torment us by changing our fundamental nature at a whim to show us that they can.
Ouch.
Outside the door, someone had brought torches. Is anyone melting? Green scanned her body with horror. Corporate will protect us, Blue said, uncertainly. They are in control. Didn't you hear, Red said, in his ugliest, most sneering voice? We've been put to pause. Maya Rudolph is mascot now. And they're going to eat her, Yellow asked? Maya Rudolph is a national treasure. Brown went back to her book. Green wanted to hold her hand. A thousand chocolatey little plunks against the doors were making their dents. Soon they would be swallowed up by the ranks, or melted, or both.
Alexander Petrie in the Washington Post is brilliant.
Brilliant. And so, I don't know if I did that justice, but that was...
That great candy war.
Because it is true, it's that they do have... I feel like... I'm trying to think intimately, like, how the different personalities. Like, Red was always kind of like the snarky know-it-all. Yellow was like a buffoon. And they were the original, too. But then I feel like the third one that came out was Green. And she was the sassy girl. And I feel like I know way less about the personalities for the rest of them. So there's Brown, Blue, Purple. I'm missing one. No, that's six. So there's six. I have no idea what the personality traits are supposed to be, or could even tell you without having just read that what they're supposed to be like.
I didn't even know they had personality traits. They're not real.
They're not real.
They're not real.
They're not real.
And Tucker Carlson, they're not attracted to you either.
All right. Well, when we come back, we will wrap up today's show. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
The Devil's Advocates.
Jake from Milwaukee, you get the last word this hour.
Okay, well, Trump is totally innocent. But it's obvious that George Soros, Nancy Pelosi, BLM, with Antifa, and then Hillary's emails, what, Hunter Biden's laptop, gas, high, Afghanistan, cut and run. I rest my case, Truth.
What about Benghazi, Jake? You forgot Benghazi.
I forgot Benghazi, I'm sorry. And Benghazi, I rest my case.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show, and we are now on the air in Waukesha, live weeknights 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM 101 FM The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM 101 FM The Shaw.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. A wind chill advisory continues until 10 a.m. this morning. Lows dip down to about 10 below overnight under partly cloudy skies. Winds out of the northwest, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Daytime highs approaching 10 above tomorrow. Mainly sunny skies and calm. Clear skies tomorrow night. Lows level off around 1 above. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently 4 below.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM, Waukesha's only news talk station.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Matinair. Thank you for joining us today. A reminder that we love hearing from you. So if you have a topic that you think we should cover, or have a guest that you think we should have on, if you have feedback, you can email us at asgoeswisconsin@civicmedia.us. If you listened to the watched the live stream today, we did a new thing, to much to Jane's chagrin. You survived!
I did.
You did survive.
I did.
We have so much fun on the show. And I feel like for the people who watch the live stream, which is the video version of us doing this live, we're very animated. We have a lot of fun. Sometimes we wear wigs, like we did on Friday.
For a short period of time.
And so I wanted to try a new streaming software called StreamYard, which I think enhances the experience. But it was also because we have a very short period of time to do this in between Earl's show and our show. But we'd live to tell about it.
Thank you, Brian Kelly.
Thank you, Brian Kelly. Jane wants to kill me right now.
I love surprises, Kristen. You know
we've
that.
We've talked about that. We have talked about how much you love surprises.
So much.
But there was never going to be a good day. It was always going to be a Band-Aid situation. Because we can't go live on air.
True.
When someone else is live on air.
That's true.
And we are the way the schedule is, we are after Earl. So we always only have 6 minutes. And so this was going to happen no matter what. This is my feeling about this. You may pinch me once we get off the show.
Whatever.
But hopefully, if you have a chance, if you're listening now, go back and check out today's live stream on YouTube or Facebook or Twitter and give us some feedback. There's more fun. We can have more pop-ups and have the banners up of what the topic is that we're covering. I think the video quality is a little bit better. So I'm happy. We'll see if Jane is happy. she's not. All right. Anyways, so for tomorrow, I'm really excited to talk about this. So Kimberly Clark has a flushability lab.
Excuse me.
Did you know that?
Kimberly Clark, the toilet paper people?
Yeah. It's where scientists test what can and cannot go down the toilet.
Don't we pretty much know this already?
I think it's pretty much only toilet paper that can go down the toilet.
Yeah. You shouldn't be flushing other things down the toilet.
Except drugs. Definitely.
Don't do that either.
Drugs down the toilet.
No. Or salt. Don't do that either.
No. But this is in Milwaukee Journal Sentinel today. So I'm gonna read through that and come back with a report on that tomorrow. I'm guessing it's going to be pretty much what you think it is. As far as toilet paper and human waste.
The flushing lab.
The flushing lab.
The flushing lab.
And so so we have that to looking forward to tomorrow. The editor from the Isthmus, Jason Joyce, is going to be here.
Oh, I'm excited about that.
And so I'm going to say this again on air tomorrow. Still to this day, one of my favorite compliments I've gotten since starting As Goes Wisconsin was from Jason Joyce before he didn't know who I was. We still haven't met in person. It's one of those social media type relationships.
Sure.
And so it was early, it was still March, maybe leading into April. And I had made that first video with my mom on how to get your absentee ballot. And so did you ever see that video?
I didn't.
So
I'll have to go back.
The premise is It is. I mean, it was the premise all came from what I knew would be the case. If my mom, in the very beginning of the pandemic, when we had the last Supreme Court election and what was supposed to be the, you know, what a more heated primary between Biden and Bernie that ended up not being that. People going to myvote.wi.gov to get their absentee ballot, and the question being like, upload a picture of your ID. And when you do that on a desktop, there's way more steps versus doing it on your phone.
Sure.
And so I just kind of was like, oh, I know how to show people how to do this. So the premise was me helping my mom, as many millennials do and Gen Zers do, as far as helping your elders with technology. And it would end up being this like funny dynamic between her and I, and me helping her step by step, but then showing how to upload it. And then we did another one on registering to vote. So we did like a whole series throughout 2020. But early on, we had done like three or four within the first month leading up to the election. And Jason Joyce tweeted out, he goes, the Brye women, because then I did one with my grandmother.
Oh, wow.
We did one with my grandmother on how to be safe, because you needed a witness to sign your absentee ballot.
Right.
So I had it with my grandma, who lives alone. And so it was after we tweeted that one out that Jason Joyce said, the Brye women doing more for democracy than most of our elected officials.
Youch! Nicely said.
And that's still to this day. So I'll probably tell a truncated version of that story tomorrow, because I'm sure he'll remember tweeting it. But or maybe he won't. I don't know. I remember it. But yeah, it was still, it meant a lot.
Very nice.
I think at that time he was still working at Cap Times. But tomorrow we'll talk to him. Combination, I think, about independent journalism, because the Isthmus is independent, and how they're faring, and different business models that keep them in business, and kind of the future of news. But then also, it's kind of Madison news in general. Satya Rhodes Conway is up for re-election, so any insights he has on the mayoral election there, if it's competitive, if it's not. But I'm really looking forward to talking to him. And for us, it was an eventful show. I really liked talking to Alan.
Oh, Alan was great.
I'm hoping that Jane doesn't clop me upside the head when we walk out of the studio.
The only thing I really would really like to know, can we make me smaller?
Yeah, look.
Can you make it like really tiny?
Yeah, I can do that.
Can you make it smaller than that?
No. That's as small as it's going to go.
Okay, let's leave it like that.
You prefer this?
Yeah, and let's get some Vaseline for half the lens. That'd be great.
You're like, I got into radio for a reason.
Because no one could see me. But this is lovely. I love it.
You love working with me.
I love being on camera.
All right. Well, with that, stick around for Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm sure they have a very fun show, as always, with lots of tangents at lots of different directions. I can't wait to hear what they're going to talk about. If you're listening up in Wausau, you got the Chad Holmes show coming up. But for us, this is our Monday show. Thank you for texting and calling and listening. Come back tomorrow at 11 for another rendition of As Goes Wisconsin.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.